This is for all the hip-hop dudes that think it's all about how many women you can get to desire you to fondle them or have sex with them. I'ma show you how it really works.
Squeezing is for Play-Doh, molding women's breasts. They'd rather be treated like humans, I'm sure they will attest. Your job's to care for feelings, not to screw with every hoe. Until you're with your final partner, your schlong's for the toilet bowl.
So you studied the hip-hop culture of today, and you learned that dudes and chicks are viewed in different ways, but yet still can live lives of love and harmony. If the girls could stand living with misogyny, and everywhere you go, it's what folks be bumping to. So you assume they all carry that point of view, and let that decide how you treat the girls, and find yourself attempting that in the real world. Now some chicks aren't aware that's what they've heard, cause they turned up the bass so loud they drowned up the words. But others are aware of what they actually say, but are really only in it for the beats anyway. Just because they act silly at a party or two doesn't mean being forward wins a favor to you. But you learn that the hard way in an absence of glory, and now I have to hear your pathetic sob story about how you failed hard with this chick named Rebecca, as you're crying to me, calling her a heart wrecker, cause she quickly said no when you made your moves. Then you tell me what you said that made you lose. You said you'd love to point to your home on her clothes, and if you were alien, she'd be the first that you probe. Now you made her feel awkward trying to spit some game, but now you're spitting up blood cause she got good aim. And in a fit of frustration, you called her a witch. Now you see, there's the reason she turned out to be a bit agitated, and that's where you took a bad turn. Well homie, there's some things that you got to learn.
Squeezing is for Play-Doh, molding women's breasts. They'd rather be treated like humans, I'm sure they will attest. Your job's to care for feelings, not to screw with every hope. Till you're with your final partner, your schlong's for the toilet bowl.
First of all, realize there's a place in the time, really far into the future, to say what's on your mind. If you try to rush things, your chances are gone. Only in a garden should you get the hose turned on. So to be in a position where you won't be hurting, start by talking to her like a regular person. Learn about what all she does with her life, about her work and her hobbies, and the things that she lacks. You might find out she's into fly paper origami, and that in her job of studying archaeology, she's learned how to barbecue meat from a T-Rex. Now tell me, ain't that a lot more interesting than sex? Invite her to lunch, maybe offer to pay, even if she gets a lobster zebra caramel souffle. Compliment her somehow, let her build up some trust, but don't address the tatas or the whole thing's a bust. If she don't want to date you, let her go, you'll be fine. If she does, remember, take things a step at a time. Let your comfort levels with each other grow for a while, and once you're sure you're happy, then you can file for a marriage license. And after wedding day, when you know that you're both committed to stay, and only when you both agree to it is at the time when you can get to 69th base. But until then,
squeezing is for Play-Doh, molding women's breasts. They'd rather be treated like humans, I'm sure they will attest. Your job's to care for feelings, not to screw with every for the toilet bowl.
No, don't go after her. You already failed with her once. She already knows you failed attempt. The new one won't work on her. Bro, you need to try a fresh chick. Man, that didn't sound right.